District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32. By today's business leaders.
Welcome to District 32 Business Radio, and today's session is all about event organising. I'm delighted to have with us here today Catherine Fritz of Mama Fritz Events. Welcome, Catherine.
Welcome. Hello, Jen.
Thank you very much for coming along to give us some great hints and tips on how to organise fantastic events. So first of all, let's talk about what do you need to do before you plan an event? What's the information that you need?
The first thing to do is ask yourself, what is the purpose of the event? You know, why are you doing it? And then what type of event will fulfil that purpose?
Okay. And from that then, is it in, at this stage you would then decide on how many people you have coming or the best venue? What comes first?
First two would be the date and the venue. Some people have a set date, or they can be flexible with the date, however they know the venue they want. So okay. That would be the first 2 points.
Okay.
Yes, then definitely the people.
Mm-hmm.
How many people? What type of people are coming? Are they going to be your potential clients? Are you starting to build that relationship? Will they be clients that you have, you want to say thank you, and you want to update the knowledge of what you're doing with your business?
Mm-hmm.
Are they your staff, so it's team building or celebrating the annual Christmas office party?
Okay.
So it just depends
okay.
who you're targeting that for.
And I guess at this stage, if it's an invitation type event, and if you're going to be charging people for that,
that's right.
Quite a big consideration as well.
It certainly is. So yes, if it's free and it's an invitation, how are the invitations going out and what is it and the RSVP date and everything?
Sure.
However, if it is a paid event, booking systems, advertising, prices for tickets and packages
okay.
have to be considered.
Okay. And of course, that means, like you say, an RSVP date that to then know how many people say they're going to come
and won't come. Exactly, and that will depend with it's free or it's an invitation or it's a paid event.
Sure. And how do you go about thinking about catering for something like that when you don't know exactly how many people will be attending?
You do work with the venue if you have a venue. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you may hire a venue and get caterers in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always important to work with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is correct, with invitations or booking systems, always ask if there's any dietary requirements.
Okay.
That helps.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it is important with RSVP a few days before to just finalise it.
Okay.
So it's always a good idea to sort of have that estimate of an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, food is so vitally important. Whenever we talk about an event, we went to an event, it's usually the food is one of the first things we talk about.
Yes.
And so, yes, so then you need to look at, is it finger food?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a buffet? Is it a sit-down? How many courses? Is
wow.
it breakfast, lunch, dinner,
mm-hmm.
morning tea, afternoon tea, okay. or a sundowner?
Okay, of course.
Of course. So it really depends what time of day, what type of function.
Okay. And in terms of finding a suitable venue, how do you go about that? What's the best way to do that?
Best way is, well, first of all, once you've determined who your market is that you're inviting, mm-hmm. then you can start to look at similar things. So it could be word of mouth.
Okay.
Yes, it could be an experience you've had yourself or
mm-hmm.
you've heard someone else has had, or Google.
Mm-hmm. We love Google.
That's right. If you are actually looking for a venue, you want a caterer, then sometimes caterers will have venues they work with.
Okay.
Otherwise, you may just get a venue and they have caterers with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. And in your opinion, Catherine, is it important to meet the venue, meet the people who be, you know, sort of overseeing your event?
Most definitely.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. Because when you go, it's not just the venue. Suddenly everything else has to be organised.
Mm.
So what is the seating plan?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like theatre, classroom, circle tables, U-shaped?
Wow.
Then what else is included? Do they have urns, cutlery, cups, all that? Do they have projectors, screens, microphones? Do you need a dance floor?
Wow.
Depending, you might even need to get things in like bubble machines, sparkless minnows, all these different things you might need to get in if they're not supplied, depending what type of event.
Okay.
Yes. So,
and I guess these people who manage these venues, they will have had these questions before. They understand, they're in a position to say yes, no, we understand what you need, kind of thing.
They often know what their venue has.
Yeah.
However, and they're happy to assist.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're coming in, you want that extra.
Uh-huh.
So they have a basic list of what they can provide.
Okay.
But it's up to you to know, okay, if I need this, you may need to get it externally.
Okay.
You may need to get other services, mm-hmm. photographers, videographers, florists.
Mm-hmm.
You need to look at the theme and look at decorations.
Yes.
A lot of these things have to be brought in on top of the venue often.
Okay, wow. And how important is it to have a theme for your event? From sort of invitation right through to thank you.
Extremely
letters.
Important. Okay. That initial theme mm-hmm. sets the scene.
Okay.
Right from invitation to advertising, if you're doing it, to dress code.
Okay.
To how the room is decorated.
Mm-hmm.
To follow through for any gifts or gift hampers, right through to the end.
Okay. And for some people, I guess, who aren't experienced with organising events, that can seem like quite an overwhelming task.
Most definitely. Most definitely. People go through a number of emotions. So, yes, there is that initial excitement.
Uh-huh.
However, then they start to get overwhelmed,
uh-huh.
anxiety, frustration, stress, and it can be quite traumatic for them.
Yes,
because they've got all of this responsibility on top of their normal life.
Yes.
And they know the event has to be a success, and if it isn't, you know, we're very vulnerable as people and we want the best, don't we?
Yes, and it can seem like a very exciting thing to start to plan, but once you start making your list, that's when you can see the overwhelm, because you do want it to be perfect.
You do, and sometimes you don't want to forget anything.
No.
And also you have so many components where you're relying on people.
Yes.
And sometimes a person does go down. They could be sick or they may move. Whatever the reason is.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So contingency plans need to be put in place as well.
And I find it hard to have contingencies in place, because I know what I want and I want that to be what it is on the day.
Exactly.
But yes, a contingency plan is, I guess.
Always have two for every single step.
Okay, fantastic. So what kind of timescale are you talking about before your event should you be ideally looking to start making your list?
Look, it really depends on the size of the event.
Okay.
So, you know, if it's like a workshop for 25 people, minimum 4 weeks.
Okay.
250 people gala dinner, we're looking minimum 2 months, so 4 to 2 months.
Okay.
So naturally the type of event would differ in the time needed.
Yes.
And
the mere mention of catering and running an event for 250 people, that's such a massive thought. You're responsible for so much.
You have to keep so many people happy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's still the same process, whether it's...
Okay.
I mean, I find with events, they're all a very similar formula.
Right.
And then depending, you just add certain variables.
Right.
Or if it was a software package, plugins.
Okay.
So, but really, for that extended number, it's just double or triple the amount for another event.
Okay.
But yes, it is extra to think about. There are a lot more people to keep happy.
Yes, absolutely. And in terms of when you're making your list and making your plan, you're going to have to add numbers into that in terms of dollars.
Yeah. And that some people want to avoid the planning and budget stage, but definitely budgets are so important, as we know with anything.
Yeah.
It's also important to have an action time plan of everything building up, of what dates and times,
mm-hmm.
and to stick to that.
Okay.
also a delegation plan, mm-hmm. because people are involved. They need to know what they're doing as well,
okay.
and what time frames they have, contingency plans, as we said, and also a running sheet, which mm-hmm. is actually for the actual event on the day.
Okay.
So everyone can refer to that mm-hmm. and know exactly what's happening and when it's happening.
And what's expected of them.
Exactly, exactly.
And I think that's right. Everyone has a part to play, and there's one goal on the day.
That's right.
And is it something, I mean, running a workshop for 25 people, that's something one person could
most definitely
organise themselves.
Most definitely.
But when you get to the 200 type event.
That's right. You need a few people.
You need
because you've got, first of all, who's running it? So you've got the MC.
Yes.
You have presenters.
Mm-hmm.
You may have welcome or acknowledgement to country.
Of course.
Then there's performers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you've most importantly, or I should say still important, the hosts at the door and welcoming people.
Absolutely.
And then someone in the background or a couple of people knowing if anything's just needs to be put in place.
Just to be sort of watching.
Someone wants extra this or they want to ask this, it's all in place.
There's enough bodies to help kind of thing.
That's right. And then we've got the extras like the photographers, videographers, maybe an auctioneer.
Yes.
Depending
yes.
if it's charity event.
And with these type of, you know, extra people at your event and your booking of the venue and photographers, is it commonplace to pay deposits up front, or is it very much depend on the supplier?
Varies on the supplier, but usually deposits.
Yes.
Definitely.
Because then I guess they have a reassurance and you also have a reassurance.
Exactly.
As a commitment to the contract.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Goodness me. And in terms of, again, different types of event and different venues, different requirements for the entertainment, is there a requirement for plans and permits and licences at all events?
Not all events, but they can have that. So,
okay.
say, for example, who wants photos or to be in a certain area, like
mm-hmm.
a park,
mm-hmm.
then that's a pre-permit to pay for.
Okay.
If you look who has the liquor licence... The venue usually does, you know, check the venue. The caterers may have it.
Okay.
But someone has to be able to have a liquor licence.
Right.
And if they don't,
mm-hmm.
you need to organise that yourself.
Okay.
If you're having raffles for charity, mm-hmm. once they get over $2,000 worth each raffle, then you start to pay a permit.
Okay.
And once it's over $5,000, it's a permit, plus it has to be printed and worded a certain way with the raffle ticket,
okay.
and so many days before the event and the locations, the event where it's sold.
Okay, so that's quite a big consideration for, well, I guess for any events we have.
Well, if you're doing raffles
yes.
with charities,
yes.
but that's usually a high amount, but even so, it's there for a certain event.
Absolutely.
And then, so there's... Yeah, and also insurance is something to look at as well.
Okay, so is that insurance for the guests?
No. Could be. So if you had expos for public liability.
Okay.
Or
things like that.
Yes,
okay.
People often forget the insurance.
Yes, well, that's another cost, doesn't it?
It is.
To add in.
It is.
But it's so important.
If you host an event, you need to have that responsibility for the people present.
Okay.
So that then goes into other things, like if there's alcohol, you must serve non-alcoholic drinks.
Okay.
There must be water available, so people have that choice.
Yes.
There has to be people with RSA, responsible service of alcohol, so they can keep an idea of that.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on some numbers with venues, it's compulsory to have a security guard.
Okay.
So we've got that as well. And then we have to have the risk analysis plans in place. So if you need first aid, you need to know who's the first aid officer with the kit. If it was a huge event like a concert, you'd probably have a St John of Ambulance on standby. But you still need to be aware of where that happens and what the OHS is as well.
Yes, that's a whole different thing to have. The St John of Ambulance there, St John Ambulance there on site. You often see them at events
yes,
with their
you do.
Little area set up.
Yes, yeah. you do.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, and that comes back, I think, as well. We're talking about support and people. People don't always know how to run raffles or run auctions. You know, to assist the auctioneer.
That's correct.
Yes. So I guess it's very important to have meetings in the run-up to these larger events to ensure people are comfortable.
Most definitely. Yeah, to run them. That's exactly right. I mean, we think normally with an auctioneer, you just give him some things and he just sells them. But really, with certain types of events, it's ideal to have only so many items for auction.
Okay. Okay.
And then the types of items can vary. Is it something you know of a dollar value, or is it an experience that no one knows the dollar value? And to get that is gold. And then there might be silent auctions on the side. Again, have to organise that.
Of course. And then when you have the auctions, I guess, towards the end of the event, these people are going to want to pick up their prizes.
Have it already packed. That's right. Paperwork done.
Yes.
Credit card facilities available.
That's another thing to think
about. All the paperwork.
Yes. Yeah. And to give, I guess, reassurances. It's all secure with your... mobile payments and things like that.
Exactly.
Yes. So, Catherine, is it possible to enjoy planning an event?
Yes, it is. That's what I always say. Look, when you're organising an event, again, always go back to the question, what is the purpose of the event? Breathe, have fun, and enjoy the process.
Okay. And at the end of the day, you know, you say it's very important to think about the purpose of the event. And what do you do if you are getting to perhaps days before it and ticket sales are not as anticipated and you have lots of things booked? What kind of things can you do?
Well, with your time and action plan, that will be one of the things you'll look at.
Okay.
So, you'll have certain time before that where that should have been addressed. So then you look and you probably in that situation you've got some advertising help and look at a contingency plan there.
Okay. And that's where the absolute beauty of having your list and your project plan and your dates comes into its own.
Exactly.
Very valuable. Thank you so much for coming to see us today at District 32 Business Radio, Catherine, and giving us your absolute gems, words of wisdom on event organising.
Thank you, Jen, and thank you to District 32 for this opportunity.
You've been listening to District 32 Business Experts that educate and inspire. District 32 Business Radio Business Experts, 20 past the hour, every hour, Monday to Friday, on District 32, the power of connection.